Welcome back to Melanin Teen Therapy. This is your girl, your friend, your homie, Tay. And we're back with another episode of Melanin Teen Therapy. Just a disclaimer that I am outside, so y'all might hear some things that y'all not supposed to. Or y'all just might hear extra shit in the background. So just letting y'all know. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for putting love into my podcast, showing support, giving great deal of support, and just being y'all, because I really do appreciate, you know, it's not a lot of people out there that actually take the time to listen to what I gotta say, but the people that do, I really do appreciate y'all, and yeah, thank you. So let's just get right into this episode, and I just have a question for y'all, and the question is within the title. And I wanted to ask this question to y'all because I wanted to give y'all some thought. And the question is, does the past take up a great deal of your attention? And this was something that I wanted to do. This was a question that I wanted to ask y'all and myself because some trauma work came up during this weekend while I've been going through a lot of shit. Like, this weekend was so fucking hard for my, like, this year, despite school and like all that other shit, this week was one of the hardest emotional, mental, spiritual, physical weeks of my freaking entire year. Like, oh my gosh. So if you checked up on me, if you checked up on my family, thank you. I really do appreciate it. And this question came up because my dad asked me to do something that wasn't or hasn't been brought up in so freaking very long of a time period, okay? He asked me to forgive somebody that I just don't speak to because of past reasons, and it made me think, like, that memory has been in my head for so long. Like, that memory's been in my head for so long, and I've never took the time to forgive that person or even acknowledge that person because they're not involved in my life significantly. So once he brought that person up, it made me pause. It made me take a seat and was like, why should I forgive this person? If I do forgive this person, what am I going to get out of it? You know, what am I gaining? What is he gaining? You know, shit like that. I was asking myself questions, but I noticed also that I have a certain thought pattern time from, like, every other day I have a certain thought pattern, and my mind wanders on certain thoughts, certain feelings, certain conversation that's from the past. Like, the past, it's a lot of up and down, and I realized, like, bro, fuck, wow. I mean, I have been in the present. I'm not gonna say I haven't, but what's this week, I've just been so stuck in the past and what I've been through and what I've done to get through it, because I really needed some type of guidance, I guess you could say. And like, it was just a very hard question for me to like answer, but it wasn't hard, but it was easy, okay? So, from this book, I got the question from this book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And this is a amazing book for mentally, for people with, who are identified with mental issues, or people who are just in need of guidance with help with mental illness, or just having a mental fuck, I can't even say what I want to say. Like, if you have a problem with your thinking pattern, or if you feel like you have a problem with your thinking pattern or how you process things, or just your mind, period. This book is just very, it's an enjoyment to read. Not only an enjoyment, but it is a good book to help you acknowledge your thought patterns and help you understand your thought patterns, okay? So on page 70, I don't know if y'all have the book, but if you do have the book, it's on page 70, and it is the first paragraph. And it says, does the past take up a great deal of your attention? Do you frequently talk and think about it either positively or negatively? And to answer my question, I do frequently talk about or think about my past, because there's a lot of positive things. And when doing shadow work, you have to double back on the past to get your answers or to understand where your shadow work needs to come from. So I'm definitely gonna say yes. And positively, like, there's so many great accomplishments that I have done, but I read it and it was like, you know, it's in the past. What are your accomplishments now? What are you proud of now? What is something that you can think of now that makes you put, or that puts you in a position to be positive? What is negative in your aspect right now? You know what I'm saying? Asking yourself those questions. And then it says, the great things that you have achieved, your adventures or experiences, or your victim story, and the dreadful things that were done to you, or maybe what you did to someone else. Hell yeah. I think all the time about what the people have done to me, about what I've done to myself, or, you know, my quote unquote victim story, because it built me. It put me in positions where I had to stand up for myself, where I had to build from the ground up, where I had to, you know, be vulnerable, et cetera, et cetera. Overall, though, I learned that those things can't be put ahead of me, or those things can't put a damper on my life anymore, because I did what I did and that's it. And then it said, are your thought processes creating guilt, pride, resentment, anger, regret, or self-pity? And I feel like my focus this month has just been anger. And I'm saying anger because I felt like I haven't been angry in a long time. And I was put in that position recently because of a person and some things that were going on in my life. And I was like, bro, I haven't felt this feeling in so long, because I just don't feel like I need to be put in that position anymore. And because I was put in that position, it made me think, like, I don't like this. I don't like feeling anger. I don't like feeling resentment. I don't like feeling guilt. I don't like feeling regret, nor self-pity, especially self-pity, because self-pity is just anxiety or the thoughts that you put in your head to make you feel bad. Like, why would I want to make myself feel bad? Why would I want to put myself in a position to be angry at someone or myself when I can just transition or transmute that energy to something good? And that's what I've been learning this past month. It's just putting something good, putting something into use that makes me feel good, because I deserve it. I deserve every good feeling. I deserve every love feeling. I deserve every amazing fulfillment. Like, I deserve everything and more, not because of what I did to deserve it, but because just because I'm me, just because I'm here, just because I'm on this earth and talking to y'all right now, that's why I deserve it. Not because of what I worked for and how hard I worked for it. We gonna work until we fucking die. Point blank, period. Whether it's with a job, whether it's working with our emotions, our mental, our physical, our spiritual. But in reality, we deserve every fucking thing. Whatever you want, you can fucking have it. Whatever you need it for a reason, right? So go out there and get it, okay? And then it was just saying, you know, then you are not only reinforcing a false sense of self, but also helping to accelerate your body's aging process by creating accumulation of past in your psyche. I said, oh shit, you're right. You're fucking right. I don't want to look old as fuck when I'm 30. Point blank, period. Like, because I'm a melanated black, well, shit, that's the same fucking thing. I'm a melanated woman. Black don't crack, no way. So, I don't want to age back. I don't want to age forward. I want to age backwards. And that's just point blank, period. I'm already aging backwards because if you know what I look like, I look fucking 12. Like, I can't help it, but I'm not 12. I am finna be 20. So, anyway, that don't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but I just had to let y'all know. So, verify this for yourself by observing those around you who have a strong tendency to hold on to the past. And I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, but it's like, damn, I do have a lot of friends that do hold on to the past. Not because, well, I'm not going to say that, because it's 50-50. One, because they know it makes them stronger. And two, because they just hold on to it because they feel like pain is all they need. But why do we need pain? Pain for what? Why is pain fulfilling? Pain should not be fulfilling. You know, point blank, period. And I asked this question, does the past take up a great deal of your attention? Because in all honesty, I really, like I said, I had to think about that person. I had to think about that person and how they've contributed to my life, even if they did or didn't. And it was a very short list for both ends. And I was just like, if I forgive this person, is it going, like, what am I gaining for me? And it's also a little bit of fear, too, because I don't want to, you know, put myself in a position where I have to hear this person talk negatively or just, you know. But then I also come to realize, like, wait, I am an adult and I'm gonna have to face these problems or accusations or whatever you want to call it head on all the time, whether I like it or not. We gotta do shit that we don't want to do or that we don't like all the time. That's just a part of life, slick. Or you just got to change your mindset about it. You could do that too. But I don't want to be miserable. I don't want to be in a position where I got to feel like shit. I hate that feeling. I hate feeling low. I always like to feel high on vibrations. And not only that, I also like to feel happy. I also like to feel groovy and vibey. I love to feel that shit. If you felt that shit before, you're gonna want to stick with it. So I just had to tell myself, I control my now. I controlled my past, and other people has contributed to my past, but I don't need it anymore. I don't fucking need it. There's this also this book, I mean, also this saying in the book. It said, all that you ever have to deal with, cope with in real life, as opposed to imaginary mind projections, is this moment. That's all that fucking matters. Whether this person hurts you, whether this person puts you in a bad mood, whether this person made you feel good, or whatever the case may be, what happens right now, or what all that matters right now, is this moment. Because if we always double back on the past, and something were to happen, then you'll feel like my life is shit or my life was shit. Because you were only thinking about the past and only shitty moments. When you have hella amazing moments. And maybe I should just think about it like this. Think what's good in my present or what was amazing in my past. And I feel like what was amazing about my past definitely was what I experienced as a teenager. I mean, I'm still a teenager, but I'm like a young adult still. So I'm literally tippy-toed at the door of adulthood. Like, for real, for real. So, it's just like, I'm glad I experienced life. I'm not done experiencing life, but I experienced life like a fucking G. Like, damn, I'm strong as fuck. Damn, I'm amazing. Like, damn, I'm all this and more because I had to, I wanted to, and I needed to. That shit amazes me. Human beings amazes me, but they also weird me out. They creep me the fuck out too. But, you know, that's just that. So, to double back on the question again, does the past take up a great deal of your attention? Think about it. Then there's also questions and sayings about, oh, in this book, in the next page, page 71, is talking about waiting. That shit was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so this is about waiting, right? Let me pick a good paragraph. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna just start with this. It is not uncommon for people to spend their whole life waiting to start living. Waiting is a state of mind. I said, bitch, you fucking right. Waiting is a state of mind. And it says basically it means that you want the future. You don't want the present. You don't want what you've got and you want what you haven't got. That shit meant a lot. You want what you haven't got. And I am definitely in a state of mind of waiting because there's so much shit that I am, like I said, waiting for. And I feel like this part has to do with the future. Or like, you know, some a little bit of self-insecurity or just life insecurities, because we see what all these people or what all of these individuals have and what we don't have, and then we compare, then we feel some type of way. But we have to realize, like, everybody's on a different life path. Not everybody's on the same wave. Yes, we could be in the same year on this earth right now in this dimension, but everybody's taking totally different paths. Everybody lives different. Everybody breathes different. Everybody sees different. All of their senses is not the same. Everybody doesn't experience the same senses. And on top of that, it says, with every kind of waiting, you unconsciously create inner conflict between your here and now, where you don't want to be, and the projected future where you want to be. I said, damn. But then I always also double back. I'm like, wait, but isn't it a good thing to like do this? But I feel like also he's talking about, you know, letting it control you. It doesn't need to control you. Waiting doesn't need to control you. Still be in the present, but don't fuck up trying to, you wait so long that you end up being a bum or you end up not doing anything type shit. You still gotta move. You still gotta get up. You still gotta get moving. You still gotta do what you gotta do. And it says, this greatly reduces the quality of your life by making you lose the present. And the whole point of the book is the present, the power of now. And I'm gonna definitely keep reading it. And I'm gonna probably make this like a couple segments. It's a guide to spiritual enlightenment. And I got this book from Goodwill. I was shopping one day. And I was like, you know, let me check the book section because I just started back reading again. And I saw this book. I was like, I was like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but this seems like a great book. And I realized, like, this book is very popular. And I only got it for, like, $3, like $2. And I was like, oh, shit, fucking bargain. But, and, yeah, I definitely recommend this book. But, you know, double back on this question again, one more time. Does the past take up a great deal of your attention? Sorry, I couldn't fucking talk. And just think about it. Write it down. Talk to yourself. Talk to your ancestors. Talk to the people you love about this question. Because we don't want to be so caught up in the past that we don't see what's right in front of us to build on our future. Point blank, period. I don't have much to say because it's a lot going on right now in my life. This whole week has just been fucking crazy, bruh. But I hope y'all have an amazing day. I hope that y'all find something positive, find something to be grateful for, find something to love on or love for, love with, whatever the case may be. Love, laugh, live, and be grateful. Shit, grateful. I'm grateful. There's three things I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for breath. I'm grateful for breath because that's it. Because I can just, you know. I'm grateful for my family because my family has just been going through it. And we're just grateful to have each other to double back on. We have a strong backbone in our family. We have a strong body in our family. Like a building system, like a body system is what I'm trying to say. And I'm grateful for love because love is all. Love is one. Love is energy. So thank y'all for listening to this podcast. Thank y'all for being a part of my journey. Thank y'all for supporting me and rocking with me. I really do appreciate it. And again, what are three things that you're grateful for? What are three things you love? What do you love? What is something that right now that you are grateful for? And I'm going to end it off right here. Thank you for listening to Melanin Teen Therapy.